Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to read from the book of Philippians. Chapter 2. There we are. And we're going to be looking at, I'll start in verse 3. And we'll read a few verses here. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Now this is practical Christianity. But I'm going to show you that this is the Kingdom of God message. It starts off, let nothing be done through vain glory. What that means is, what is your motivation for what you do? Why do you do it? Do you do it to get some reward or some special medal from man? Or are you doing it to have the reward in heaven? In other words, what is your mind set on this? A few weeks ago, our president, Mr. Trump, gave a special medal, the highest civilian medal, to a radio talk announcer.
Ang presidente sa Estados Unidos nagahatag taas-taas ng pagpasilungo sa usa ka magsisipya na naa sa television.
I don't have a television, so we got it on our computer. We got one of the news things on our laptop computer. And it was, as I said, the highest award a man could get who was not a military man. It was a very moving event. It was during the time that he was giving the State of the Union, and all the members of Congress and Senate were all there, and many, many other guests. And I thought to myself, yes, this is nice. But what is my motivation? What do I want?
Sa
I'm not looking for a gold medal from the most powerful world ruler. My mind is set that someday I am going to meet the King of Kings. The best thing that I want from him is to, he will look at me and he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And maybe he'll give me a crown of righteousness. And then I'll bow before him and I'll take the crown and I'll say, It's your crown, Lord. So let me read a little further here. Verse 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." How do we get the mind of Christ? How do we acquire the mind of Christ? I'm looking for my writer. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. The mind of Christ is what Paul is describing here by the Holy Spirit, the mind that we should have. Let me go a little further. He said, this is Christ now, "who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." "But he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." Now I suppose you need to have some kind of a knowledge of who is God. If we are going to understand what this was that Christ did. You have to believe in a God who is absolutely all powerful. When you look off into the sky and see the stars and realize that there are trillions, quadrillions, that's a new math number, quintillions of stars out there that he has made and put in place, and everything working in a perfect order. Our galaxy is called the Milky Way, and it has thousands of suns. And God made millions or trillions of other galaxies. galaxies so far that we can't even see them. There is nothing that he does not know. He didn't have to experiment to discover how to make man. He didn't make man and say, "Oh, I made a mistake. I've got three eyes here. I only need two. I might remake it." "Oh, the chemistry is wrong. I've got too much of this chemistry. It's not working." He knew how to make you perfect, how your body will function perfectly.
Yes.
And the way he made Adam, his body was meant to live forever. His wisdom far beyond anything that we can imagine. His purpose was to make man in his image and in his likeness. So he made us in flesh and bone. Because he is a spirit, he can see, and we can see on a lower level. He can hear, we can hear on a lower level. Can you only realize a little bit of what heaven is like when we go there? I was in the spirit when I had my heart attack. I heard him, I saw him, but I didn't hear by these kind of words. I thought a question, and he answered me by the thought that he gave to me. I was sitting in the car on my way to the hospital, and I asked the Lord, "What is happening?" And he answered me very loud by the Spirit, and he said, "For you are dead." I heard it, but my wife didn't hear it. God has got plans. We look at our circumstances and we say, "Oh, this is so, oh God, what's happening?" But if you are faithful to him, he knows what's going to happen tomorrow, next year, 2 years from now. Helen, God saw what was happening to you. He saw a man. He said, I'm going to send that man to your house. Why I'm saying this, Jesus gave this all up. The Father, Jesus, they said, man has made a mess of his life. But we knew he was going to do it. Before they ever made man, they said, he's going to sin, and what are we going to do to save him? You're going to have to go down and be one of them. Now you're saying, well, that's not too bad. Us people, we're pretty nice. But do you realize the difference between us and God? Suppose you were God and you made cows. And the cows went bad. And so you said, I'm going to have to go down and be a cow. Have you ever plowed with a caribou? You don't do it yourself. Well, you know what the cow is like. For you, suppose you had to go down and be a dog. This is how low Jesus went from his high place in God down to where we had become fallen in sin on our way to hell. So he came down among us and he said, well, I'm not going to come down and be born in the king's house so I can be the prince and the king of this or that. I'm going to come down and I'm going to be a servant. I'm going to be the lowest of servants. Well, that wasn't enough. Verse 8, it says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, this kind of death was not only painful, but it was the most embarrassing way a person could die. I believe that they took all of his clothes off. Would you not be ashamed if all your clothes were removed and you had to be paraded in front of people watching you? Imagine the shame. That you would feel. And he knew that he had left all that power, all that wisdom, all that knowledge, everything that God has. And he would become like a sheep to die, to give his blood. Now remember, we're talking about that we might have the mind of Christ. Let me just read down a few more verses. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, verse 9, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Ang tanang tuhod mga piko o mga butang sa mga butang sa langit o sa mga butang sa yuta o sa mga butang sa ilalong sa yuta aron ang tanang dila magsugi nga si Jesus Kristo mao ang Ginoo alang sa himaya sa Dios nga amahan. Busa mga hinigugma ko magaingon at nagmasidugtanon sa kanunay dili kay dili sa akong atubangan lamang dili labi pa gayon sa panahon nga wala ako kaninyo sinikamutan ninyo nga mamunga ang inyong kaluwasan uban sa kahando o magkuro kay ang Dios mao ang nagbuha diha kaninyo sa pagbuot o sa pagbuha usab alang sa iyahang maayong kahimutan.
Let me turn now to 1 Corinthians in chapter 2.
Ato ipasabot pa ninyo mga igsoon diri sa ikaduhang Korinto.
Amen. I want you know, brethren, the word of God is the washing of water.
Amen.
Let the word wash your soul. See, this is spiritual language. When we talk about the water, we are talking about the flow of the Word of God by the Spirit. The people of India, they have a filthy, polluted river that they go and they dip in this river, and they don't believe in Jesus, but they believe their spirits will wash them in this filthy river.
Sa India, ilahang na una-una dito or ilang nasa ilang pagdugo na kung sila muslim sa tubig ilang ipahubasan ang ilang espiritu bisag pa sila wala dito o ni Kristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now let's read some in Corinthians.
Yes, ikaduhang Corinto.
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. That would be verse 9. Chapter 2.
Versículo 9.
You see, the devil tries to trick us. He offers us what man considers to be the greatest pleasure that our flesh can have. But they're cheap. The things the devil offers is really a trap to catch us. What are the tricks that the devil offers to trick your mind into thinking that these are the great pleasures of life? Were you ever under the influence of those tricks? Sometimes he tells people, oh, if you can only have much money. You can have a big, beautiful house. You know? Or if only you can have politics, you can become the king, the president. Oh, if only you can drink and drink alcohol and all your troubles will go away. It's a trick. You wake up sick. Man fights with his wife. His children hate him. He loses his job. It's a trick. Oh, if only a man can have the love of a woman. Beware the tricks. Get a hold of the wrong woman, get a hold of the wrong man. Many years of pain and misery. But eye has not seen, your eyes, your ears, your imagination, you cannot imagine how good the fullness of being in the kingdom of God is going to be. We have a dear sister. She's just about my age and she just went to be with the Lord just 2 or 3 days ago.
Adonasia,
She came somewhere here to the Philippines before we ever came. In the 1980s. Yeah, back in the 1980s, when you were very small, some of you. And she was in the hospital and she was in so much pain and they had to cut her leg off. But now, she's where my mind cannot imagine how good it is. I like it here. I like my home. I like my wife. Amen. But I also know that something is waiting for me far greater than my mind can comprehend. It says, but God has revealed them to us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Verse 10.
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Let me go on. It says, for what man knoweth the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God.
Kinataliwan-an sa mga tao nga nasayo sa mga butang sa tao gawas ang espiritu sa tao nga anaa kaniya ingon man usab niini walay makaila sa mga butang sa Dios gawas ang espiritu sa Dios.
Okay, George, what order do these go? Well,
una-una, mani ang kalat sa tao. Una-una, ang emosyon, ang pagbulutan,
and ang desires.
Tinguha niya. Mani siya naglangkob sa ato ang kalat.
Now we're talking and we're going to continue to talk about the mind of man. And we're looking at verses that say we must have the mind of Christ. And it says that a man cannot know the mind of Christ except by the Spirit.
Ang tao nagaimon niya nga duwat dili sa makahibalo sa hunahuna sa Dios gawas sa espiritu sa Dios.
And he cannot know by the Spirit except by the Holy Spirit.
Dili niya mahibaluan ang espiritu gawas lamang sa balaang espiritu.
And the Holy Spirit,
ug ang espiritu,
the Spirit of Jesus Christ,
Espiritu de Jesus Cristo.
And the Spirit of Jesus Christ is also submitted to the Father.
Dios.
But also our soul is not something that you can see, you cannot measure it. The doctor can never take your soul and do surgery on your soul. When I look at Sister Madeline, I cannot see your soul. But because my soul has interaction with your soul, this is how I know you. I know how she thinks. I know the things she desires. I know sometimes her emotions. I can see how they work. And I will learn to know if she has a stubborn will or if she's easily compliant. And of course her husband knows this far better than any one of the rest of us will ever know. So we can have the mind of Christ by the Spirit that is within us, which is bringing life from the Holy Spirit to us. But on the downside, we have something else called the body of flesh.
Ang nagaputos niini no gitawag siya o kining lawas nga ununon o kining lawas nga ununon o kining matumakita balunoton.
Now the devil cannot come to us by the Spirit.
Ang si Satanas dili siya makasulod nagbungat sa ato ang espiritu paminaw ni Hindu Kaisya.
This spirit the devil cannot touch. But he can have access to your soul. And he can stir up the desires and the will and emotions of your body. See, these things, emotions, thinking, these things are driven by little chemicals in your body. Young man, young handsome man, 20 years old, he meets a beautiful 18-year-old Filipino girl. Some of the most beautiful creatures that God made in this world are here in the Philippines. And they touch, you know. And they get close. Oh, I'm in love, I'm in love. Chemistry is going wild. He might be a good Christian man and she might be a bad woman of the world.
Siguro na, ay dalhin niya ang mga hindi pa
And so the devil gives, yes, 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 go for it, go! Yes, and I'm going to get them in a trap. You see, it isn't just, he has many ways to try to trick you into losing your faith and not believing the promises of the Word of God. So here we've got God. God is sending his life to man.
Mauna ang atong buhay nga Dios, iyang gipadala ang kinabuhi niya ngadto kay mabot kanato nga mga tawo.
And the devil is sending his filth into the body and into the soul of man.
Unya nalikabot pud sa tanas gyud og pagbuhat ug pagputanga iyang angkonon ang tawo.
The contest is the soul. Who will win the battle of the soul? Who will win the soul? But there are many doors to the soul. But the front door of the soul is right here through the mind.
Apan ang usa ka bintana sa ato ang kalag nagasubikan kayo sa ato rahuna mohona pisiti ato diri ay mohona pasdoas.
This is why God is saying that you need to make your decision that you will have the mind of Christ. What verse did we finish? Let's read verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The devil brings the spirit of the world.
Si Satanas ang iyang dalhon nga espiritu sa kalibutan.
God brings us the spirit of heaven.
Ang atong buhi nga Dios nagdala siya sa espiritu gikan sa langit.
Who will win the battle?
Kinsa man kay magawas mananao sa tuang dalan karon?
You can determine which way your soul is going to go. You can command your soul. David said, "Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me." Last night I was laying in my bed. I was thinking about things that are going on back in the other side of the world. And I thought, I'm not going to be able to sleep if I keep thinking about these things. So I said, "My soul, you will return to your rest and you will sleep tonight." And furthermore, Satan, if you have any part of this, The Lord rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. So we have to do the warfare from our soul, fight the devil with the spiritual weapons we have, and receive the life of the Spirit of God. Verse 13, which things also we speak not in the words of man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. This that comes from God is spiritual. It comes spirit to spirit. That is why our preaching is to bring you spirit awareness. If I only preached to you and told you that God wants you to become rich and drive a Mercedes car, then your eyes would be on the lower things and not the spiritual things. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So we are talking about two different kinds of Christians. Paul is writing to a Christian people, a Christian church. He is saying among God's people, there are people who are oriented here to the flesh. They are ruled by the chemistry of their emotions, their desires, their will. And these are the kind of people who do not understand spiritual things. They're natural people. Their aspirations of life are just to do natural things that most human beings want. If my only goal is to have a nice professional career, big income, big new car, big home, beautiful wife. Yes, You know, I'm going to lose my eyes on Jesus. By the way, my wife is beautiful. Amen. Okay. But, okay, we read that. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, how many of you have ever tried to tell God what he should do? Come on, be honest. You never told God what he should do? Really? Nobody's going to raise their hand but me? I'm the only one? Oh God, you've got to do this. Oh God. What does God do? He's quiet. He knows how it's going to turn out. He's not worried. And I waste a lot of my time trying to tell God how he should do it. You know how I pray now? There are things I know that God wants us to ask him to do. A while back, my wife, Sister Rita, she said, Lord, save my son. Do it however you have to do it. If he's doing something wrong, have him arrested. And she tells her children, this is how I pray. One day he was arrested. He was going the wrong way. He's a good man, but he was going the wrong way. He went to prison. 3.5 years in prison. You know what happened to him in prison? He remembered the prayers of his mother. He remembered the word that we preach. He turned to God. He said, God, clean me up. Get rid of these drugs. Get rid of this alcohol. Get rid of this nicotine. I'm turning my life to you. He got baptized in prison. He was in another state, in a federal prison, and they gave him an opportunity to come to New York, where we live, so that he could be first in a halfway house and then in our house under home confinement. He's turned to the Lord. He works every day. Construction, laying blocks. God has saved him. Amen. So, sometimes when we say, God save my children, maybe the police arrest them. And we say, oh no, no, oh no, God, no, no, you can't allow that to happen. Oh, Judge, please have mercy, I'll give you some money. What does God think? He said, God is probably saying, I thought you wanted me to save your son. Now you change your mind? Amen. No. I'm older than most of you. And I'm still learning to have the mind of Christ. But Paul says, but we have the mind of Christ. Now, why does God want us to have the mind of Christ? Let's go a little step further. What is this business about being sons of God? It's so that we will be like Him.
Para mabuhay kita sa punto na kita may isama kayo ng tubig ng Kristo.
If a man is the father of a little baby, when the baby is born, he looks at that baby and he looks to see, is this baby like me? And he looks in the natural ways of the color of his hair, the color of his eyes, you know. And the women say, oh, he has big feet like his daddy. Now, those are natural things of the natural man. God wants sons who will be like Him. Amen. So, if we are going to be like Him, We have to learn to think like him.
Kung gusto ta na kita may sama diha na pagkaliya, kinahanglan ato yung ibutan na pagkabalikon pagkuna-una sama sa inyo.
Why did God give us Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
Ngano ba sinagaan nata sa libro ni sa Biblia, Marcos, Lucas, Juan?
So that we would know how Jesus acted and how he thought. He came as the Son of God. And his 12 disciples had a different idea about what the kingdom of God really was. The only kingdom that they knew about was Israel and Rome, and where there was a big strong emperor, you know, and he was the big king.
Okay, wala naman kundi lang natatawan lang sa ilang panahon na usap ka hari sa rubang na usap ka kamahanan na tao.
And the disciples came to him toward the end of his ministry. James and John said, "Oh, can I be on your right hand and on your left hand?" In other words, one of them wanted to be Secretary of State and the other Secretary of War or something like that. Vice President. And Jesus said, "You don't know what you're asking for." In other words, Jesus was saying, "Haven't you learned to know my mind by now?" Don't you know I'm here to be a servant? Don't you know I'm here to die for you? I'm not going to go down and throw Pilate off of his seat. That's not the way my kingdom is going to come. What has to happen is that your mind has to change. Your thinking, your emotions, your desires, these things have to change. It's not just a matter of having Christ in me. It's being me in Christ. See, if it's just Christ in me, I can be very happy, my sins are forgiven, you know. But when I am in Christ, then I can't go anywhere except where He goes. Now let me just give you one more verse here. John 14. And I'll find the verse. I think it's somewhere around verse 19. Here's where he said, At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. That's verse 20. Chapter 14. And he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So it's saying here, if you keep the word of God, Jesus Christ will manifest in you. In other words, you will start acting like Jesus Christ. You will have the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You'll begin to have the wisdom of God. He will begin to give you power, authority. You will have authority over the devil. And he will even begin, if you need to, have authority over the things of nature. Rita and I were flying home, I think from the Philippines one time. And there was a hurricane going right straight for New York. You call it a typhoon. It was so bad that the airplanes were saying, well, we're going to cancel our flight, we're going to change everything. It was so strong, and we prayed and we said, God, you are able to control this storm. We need to go home, Lord. And the storm, here's the East Coast. Here's New York, where we live. This would be Pennsylvania, Maryland, D.C. And the storm was coming right up through here like this. And they said it is going to hit right there. We landed in America. What happened? Just like that. The weather people couldn't believe what happened. We didn't brag about it. We just said, thank you, Lord, that we can go home. isn't full of water. Now I know that we're getting ready for our lunch. I don't have time to turn there, but I'm going to tell you where to go. The mind of Satan is completely opposite the mind of Jesus Christ. Jesus came with the mind of a servant. If you are a minister of the gospel, we must have the mind of a servant. Satan's mind, and I'll show you where to find it. You go to Isaiah 14. Just write it down. Isaiah 14, verses 11 through 16. I'm not going to read it. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 11 through 16. And then go also to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14 through 18. And you will see, by contrast, how different the mind of Satan is as compared to Jesus. Satan wanted to climb to high position. He wanted the place of God. He wanted to rule over the stars of heaven, which is the sons of God. But God said, because of his ambition, he's going to be brought down into the pit. Amen and hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen.